Since today is Tainus Esther, I thought we'd spend a few moments this morning talking about the special nature of Tainus Esther and how that nature affects the observance of the Tainus. Most of the Tainus Derabanan that we observe throughout the year find their source in Tanakh. The Pasuk in Sefer Zechariah says in Source 1, if you have the handout, just look on with us. Source 1, it says, Tzom HaRavi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom HaAsiri, Yia Leves Yehuda L'Sasun U'L'Simchu L'Ma'adim Tovim. Navi Zechariah declares that the fast of the fourth month, and the fifth, and the seventh, and the tenth month, which fast are we referring to? That Shivasa B'Tamas, and Tisha B'Av, and Tzom V'Day, and Asar B'Teves. So these tainios will be, for Beis Yisrael, they'll be Ma'adim Tovim, they'll be L'Sasun U'L'Simchu, they'll be Yomim Tovim. Meaning, at the time when Beis HaMikdash is Kayam, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, so then these tzomos, which are for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they'll become Yomim Tovim. But as long as the Beis HaMikdash is Chorev, then these tzomos do apply. So these four tzomos, the Dalet tzomos that we call them, they find their source in the Navi. It's mentioned in Divrei Kabbalah, it's mentioned in the Psukim. The question is, what's the source of Tainus Esther? We know that Esther called a Tainus at the time of Purim. Leich Knos as Kala Yehudim, Mitzumu Alai. She called a Tainus. But are we fasting on the 13th of Adar as a Zecha to that Tainus? Seems a little bit strange. After all, the Tainus that Esther called was in Chodesh Nisan. It was during Pesach. They fasted on Pesach. It wasn't a Chodesh Adar. What's more, that Tainus was for 3 days. We don't fast Tainus Esther for 3 days. So how can we call Tainus Esther that we observe as a Zecha to the Tainus that Esther called at the time of Purim? What is the source of Tainus Esther? That's question number one. Question number two, what's the reason for the Tainus? The reason for Tainus Esther doesn't seem to dovetail, it doesn't seem to be the same as for the Dalet Tzomos. The Dalet Tzomos are Tainios Shel Evel for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they're Tainios to mourn the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. Tisha B'Av is Mohammed and the others, but the others as well, they're all for Churban Beis HaMikdash. But Tainus Esther has nothing to do with Churban Beis HaMikdash, clearly. So what exactly is the reason for Tainus Esther, and does that reason affect the Chomer HaTainus? Does it affect the stringency of the Tainus? One final question. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah introduces us to the principle that's called Megillas Tainus. There are certain days that were chosen as Yomim Tovim, because of different yeshuas that happened to the Jewish people. Megillas Tainus was a Megillah, it was a scroll that was put together during the time of Bayis Sheni, because there were certain days that there were yeshuas that happened. So they put down that these days are Yomim Tovim, and what's more, not only are these Yomim Tovim, but you're not allowed to fast. There's an Isser, Hesped V'Tainus, both on days after the days mentioned in Megillas Tainus and the day before the Yom Tov mentioned in Megillas Tainus. That's what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says. Let's see that in Source 2. Hayam Mo'elak Suvim B'Megillas Tainus Asurin B'Nefbein Lefneim B'Ein La'achareim. The days that are mentioned in Megillas Tainus, it's Osir. Osir for what? So I put into the parentheses. It's Osir B'Hesped V'Tainus. Both before the Yom Tov mentioned in Megillas Tainus and the after. But Shabbosas V'Yomim Tovim Heim Asurim Lefneim U'La'achareim Utarim. But Shabbosas V'Yomim Tovim, one is not allowed to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov, except in very extenuating circumstances, Tainus Chalom, but normally not. Shabbosas V'Yomim Tovim is an Isser Hesped V'Tainus on the day itself. But before and after, one is allowed to fast. You can fast Erev Shabbos. You don't do it that much. It doesn't really happen. Asar B'Teve sometimes occurs Erev Shabbos. But you can fast on Sunday. You can fast after Shabbos and Yom Tov for sure. So in fact, the Gemara, Ma Hefesh Ben Zela, so what's the Chilik? Halalu Devei Torah Ve'en Devei Torah Tzvichin Chizik, Halalu Devei Sofim Ve'en Devei Sofim Tzvichin Chizik. The Yisod is that Devei Torah are strong, they're choshev, people take them seriously, so we're not afraid that they're going to be lax with Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? Shabbos and Yom Tov itself are Divrei Torah, so the fact that they're choshev, we're not afraid that people are going to be lax with them. So therefore, if you have a hesped or a tainus the day before, the day after, it's not going to be a pegam to Shabbos and Yom Tov. But the Yomim Tovim of Megillas Tainus, these are Divrei Sofrim. These were accepted later. So Divrei Sofrim, Tzvichim Chizuk, were afraid that people are not going to take these Yomim Tovim seriously. So we're mechazik the Yom Tov, and by creating an Isser of Hesped B'Tainis the day before the Yom Tov and the day after the Yom Tov. So some of the Rishonim asked the following kasha. The fact is that Yud Gimel Adar is the day before one of the days that's found in this Megillas Tainis. Right, there's no kasha from Purim. The fact that we fast Yud Gimel Adar, we fast in Tainis Esther the day before Purim, that's not a kasha, because Purim is not Divrei Sofrim. Purim is actually Divrei Kabbalah. It's mentioned in Nach. So Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah Dami, the same Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Divrei Kabbalah has the status of Divrei Torah, ain't Tzrichim Chizah, because people take it seriously. So mitzad the fact that Tainis Esther is the day before Purim, that's not a shayla. But the problem is, one of the days that's mentioned in the Megillas Tainis is Yom Nicanor. Yom Nicanor was the day that they defeated a certain Greek general. Nicanor, he was a Greek general. So they made since the Chashmonaim killed him, it was a big Yeshua, so they made a Yom Tov for that particular day. So the question is, if the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that all the days before Megillas Tainis, right, the days before the Yom Tov mentioned in the Megillas Tainis, the days after are also Behesbiv Tainis, so how can we fast on Tainis Esther? Forget about that, it's the day before Purim, it's the day before Yom Nicanor, it's the day before one of the Yom Tov mentioned in Megillas Tainis. So how should it be mutter to fast on Tainis Esther? Okay, this is a question that the Rishonim ask. The Ran in Masechet Tainis asked this kasha. So the Ran answers that if you look carefully, look at the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, I didn't the whole Gemara here, but there's a Machlokas HaMaroyim, where the Bizman HaZeh, now that the Beis HaMikdash is Charev, do the days of Megillas Tainis still apply? Are those Yomim Tovim, or do we say that once there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash, so those Yomim Tovim no longer apply? Machlokas HaMaroyim in the Gemara. So up the Ran, we paskin, like that day, that Bizman HaZeh Botla Megillas Tainis. These days, they're no longer Yomim Tovim. Somehow these Yomim Tovim all focused on the Beis HaMikdash, Yeshuas that led to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So at a time that the Beis HaMikdash is Charev, we no longer are knowing these Yomim Tovim, so the whole rule that you can't fast the day before the Yomim Tovim of Megillas Tainis doesn't apply. That's what the Ran wants to suggest himself. The Botla Megillas Tainis, so the whole question really never began. But he points out that the Ravid disagrees. This is where we pick up. I will Haravid Zal, source 4. Omer, Aval Bishabat Megillas Tainis, Aval Bikanan, goes in Osan Ayamim Tainis Alatziba Lechatchila. The Ravid says that even if you paskin like that day in the Amoran, the Batla Megillas Tainis Bizman Azeh, Lechatchila will not go through a Tainis on the Tzibra on those days. What does Batla Megillas Tainis mean? It means that it's Mutta Behesped. It means that a Tainis Yochid is Mutta there. But to be gozer a tainis tzibur, even if batel megillas tainis, the Ravid says we still wouldn't do such a thing. So if we wouldn't do such a thing, so the kasha comes back. How can we fast on tainis Esther? It's the day before Yom Nicanor. Elashuzal kosav says the Ran, Yud Gimel eino dom elashar tainis. The answer to the kasha why we can fast on tainis Esther, even though it's a day before Yom Nicanor, it's because tainis Esther is so fundamentally different than other tainis. The zichron hu l'neis shenasibam. It's a zikaron, it's a remembrance to the nais that occurred on Tainis Esther. Okay, that's point number one. Ve'od, a second point, which is more of what we're going to focus on. She'esh lanu smach bakosiv. There's a smach for Tainis Esther in the Megillah itself. She'nemer v'kasher kimu al nafshem divrei atzomos. The pasuk in the ninth parak of the Megillah, go back a source to number 3. L'kayim esimei ha'purim ma'ilav ezmaneyem. That at the time of Purim, all of Klal Yisrael accepted to observe all of the aspects of the day of Purim. Akayim esimei ha'purim ma'ilav ezmaneyem kasher kiyam aleihem Mordechai ha'Yehudi ve'Esther ha'Malka v'chasher kimu al nashem v'alzarem divrei atzomos v'zakosam. That they agreed to accept the Yom Tov of Purim with all the mitzvahs hayom, just like they accepted upon themselves divrei atzomos v'zakosam. What does that mean? They accepted divrei atzomos. Zok the Ravid, just like they accepted to fast Tainis Esther. Lomar shekashem shekiblu aleim lasos yom tov kach kiblu aleim divrei atzomos v'zakosam klomer lasos tainis b'chol shana v'shana. Just like they accepted to fast Tainis Esther each and every year, so too they accepted the mitzvah yom of Purim. Says the Ran, that's the answer of the Ravid to this kasha. Kasha, how can you fast Tainis Esther? It's the day before Yom Nicanor. It's the day before one of the Yom Tov mentioned in Megillas Tainis. How's it mutter b'tainis tzibur? To be gozer l'chatchila Tainis Tzibur, the answer is that Tainis Esther came first. So because Tainus Esther was Nikva first, Megillas Tainus can't trump Tainus Esther. It can't take the place. It can't. The rule of Megillas Tainus can't be Mevatel Tainus Esther because it came first. It's part of the Megillah. Divrei Hatzamos, right? They were Makabel upon themselves. Divrei Hatzamos. They were Makabel to observe the mitzvah Hayom of Purim, just like they were Makabel to fast Tainus Esther before Purim. So because Tainus Esther came before Yom Nikanor, came before Megillas Tainus, so of course we have to fast on Tainus Esther. It says the Rani doesn't think the Ravid is right. Doesn't sound like Yud Gimel should be a Tainus Kavua. It's not referring to Tainus Esther. It's referring to the Dalet Tzomos, to Tisha B'Av and Asar B'Teves and Shavas B'Tammuz. That's what it's referring to. That they agreed to accept upon themselves the Mitzvah Sayom of Purim, just like they agreed to accept and to observe the Dalet Tzomos, not Tainus Esther. It's Machlokas, what's Pshat in the Pasuk? Right, if he's still awake at that time in the Megillah. Right? Machlokas, we've shown him what's Pshat in the Pasuk. Does Divrei Hatzamos refer to Tainus Esther, or does it refer to the Dalet Tzomos that is Eichel HaChorban? So says the Rana, I have no mocker in Divrei Kabbalah for Tainus Esther. We don't see that Tainus Esther came before Megillas Tainus. So the only answer to the Kasha, how can you fast on Tainus Esther the day before Yom Nikanor? The only answer could be is that Batal Megillas Tainus, Bizman Ezeh. And once Batal Megillas Tainus, then the whole rule of Megillas Tainus falls away. You're allowed to fast on the days before. You can even be Gozer, a Tainus Sibel, a Chatchila, on that day. Okay, so these are the two approaches, the Ran and the Ravid. What's Masha from the Ravid? From the Ravid, it's Masha, the Tainus Esther is Taka Divrei Kabbalah. It's me Divrei Kabbalah. It's from the Megillah. It's from Ksuvim. It's from Ksuvim. It's Divrei Kabbalah. But how do we understand that? It's Divrei Kabbalah. It's mentioned in Megillah. Divrei Hatzamos V'Zakosim. Okay. But that just begs the question. What is Tainus Esther about? If the fast that Esther called at the time of Purim was in Chodesh Nisan and it was for 3 days, so how can Tainus Esther be Zecher to that? And what does the Ravid mean? So he interprets the Pasuk a certain way, that Divrei Hatzamos means Tainus Esther, but it still doesn't seem to make sense. How could we observe Tainus Esther on the 13th of Chodesh Adar if that's not when the Tainus actually occurred? So perhaps the answer is that the Ravid didn't understand that Tainus Esther is Zecher to the Tainus that Esther called. Maybe it's a zecher to a different Tainus that they fasted at the time of Purim. What Tainus did they fast at the time of Purim? So that's what some of the Rishonim touch on. At the beginning of Masechta Megillah, the Mishnah says that the Megillah is nikreis not only on Yudalet and Tesvav of Chodesh Adar, as we know, but it can even be read earlier. It can be read from the 11th of Chodesh Adar. The 11th, the 12th, and the 13th as well. And the Mishnah has all the different cases, the Kfarim and the Ayaros, all the different situations where the Megillah is read earlier. So the Gemara is troubled. How can that be? How do I know that you can read the Megillah earlier? The fact that you read the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th, that's part of the Mitzvah Hayom of Purim. But how can you read the Megillah earlier? So the Gemara says it's a Pasuk. Pasuk says, L'kayim esimei ha-Purim ho'ele bizmaneihem. That Klal Yisrael agreed to accept the Yom Tov of Purim and the Mitzvah Sayyam of Purim, Bizmanehem, in their times. What does that mean, Bizmanehem? So apparently what that means is Zmanim Harbe Tiknu Lohem, that they were Misakin many Zmanim, not just the 14th and the 15th, but other Zmanim, in which one can be Makayah, the Mitzvah Sayyam of Purim as well. So from that we see that you can read the Megillah earlier. In fact, Zmanehem sounds like Zmanim, it's double. It's two other days besides the 14th and the 15th. So there are extra times that the Megillah can be read, extra times that the Mitzvah Siyam can be fulfilled. So the Gemara and Megillah asks, but that's only two. Maybe that's only the 12th and the 13th. How do I know necessarily that on the 11th you can read the Megillah as well? So Zog the Gemara, no. Shlosha asa zman kehila lakol hiv lo tsarach lirvuya. Shlosha asa, the 13th of Adar is a zman kehila lakol. It's a time of gathering. So you don't have to be marba the 13th. Obviously, since Shlosha Asar is Zman Kehila Lakol, the Megillah can be read on the 13th. The Chiddush of Bizmaneim, Zmanim Harbe Tiknulahem, that's for the 11th and the 12th. Because the 13th, Mamela, I know that you can read the Megillah, because it's a Zman Kehila Lakol. Vos Meintas, what does it mean, Zman Kehila Lakol? So the Rosh in Sua 7 quotes Rashi, Zman Kehila Lakolhi, Pirish Rashi, Shenikalu Lamor Al Nafsham, Lakach Lo Tzorach Kro. Nikalu Lamor Al Nafsham, they gathered for the Milchama against Haman and his hordes. Right? The Gezerah was turned on its head, then it was made permissible that they could fight against Haman. Initially, Haman and his hordes would defeat Bnei Yisrael, they'd wipe out Klal Yisrael. But then there was another Michtav that was sent out that they were allowed to defend themselves, so they fought and they defended themselves. When did they defend themselves? When was the battle? The battle was on the 13th. Mm-hmm. Right, go back to Suas 5 for a moment. Ushara Yehudim Asher B'mdinas HaMelech Nikalu V'amad Al Nafshem V'noach Me'ayveim V'harag B'soneim B'yom Shlosha Asar L'chodesh Adar V'noach B'arba'a Asar Bo V'oso Oso Yom Mishteh V'simcha. Most of Klal Yisrael fought on the 13th and they established Purim on the 14th. Those in Shushan fought an extra day. Right, that's what the Megillah says in the ninth parak, if you're still awake. Right? So it's all there in the Megillah. This whole story is there. Right? Those in Shushan fought for 2 days. Right? They fought on the 13th and the 14th, and then they observed Purim on the 15th. So they fought on the 13th. Nikalu va'amod al nafsham. They fought. They gathered together to fight against their enemies on the 13th. So says Rashi, since they fought the Milchama against Haman and their enemies, so that's why the Kriyas HaMegillah was Nikva on that day as well. Not just for the 14th and the 15th, but it's obvious that since that was a day that they fought against their enemies, they could read the Megillah then as well. V'lo nehir efrek derosh. Rosh says, I don't think it's right. Nehi de nikol ubo bayom, kevet shakovu akriya b'yadalet v'chamisha asa menolon sheicholim likros bo. They did fight on the 13th. Oh, okay. But the Kriya was Nikva on the 14th and the 15th. It wasn't Nikva on the 13th. So just because there was a Milchama on the 13th, so that should extend the Zman Kriya to the 13th. The word Bizmaneya means that there was a Ribuy, that you can read the Megillah on extra days. Okay, there were 2 extra days. But just because they gathered to fight against Haman, the Milchama was on the 13th, why should that automatically tell me that the 13th is included in the Mitzvah's Kriya? So the word Bizmaneh must be Marba, the 11th and 12th, 2 other days. Why? Well, what does one have to do with the other? Va'od de lo zman ha-melchama gorem es ha-kriya, el zman ha-menucha. What's gorem the kriya? The zman ha-melchama? The zman menucha was the zman of Yom Tov, the kidachziv, kayam ha-shenochu bohem ha-yehudim. Kayam ha-shenochu bohem, when Klal Yisrael rested from the Milchama, then they were Kovei Yom Tov. So it's the Yom Menucha that's Nikva as a day of Yom Tov, as a day of the Kriya. The Yom Menucha was the 14th and the 15th, not the 13th. So what is the Gemara saying? The 13th is Zman Kehila Kol, therefore Avada, you can read the Megillah then. Rashi's trouble with Rashi. So he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, who says differently. Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, Zman Kehila Kol Hi, Shakol Misasvin L'Tainis Esther. Everyone gathers for Tainis Esther on the 13th of Adar. Everyone comes together to say slichas. Even the bnei kfarim who don't have a minyan, they come together to have a minyan to say slichas and tachanunim. Because Klal Yisrael gathered on the 13th, they gathered for milchama. They needed rachamim. They needed rachamim when they gathered for the milchama. So we gather on Tainis Esther as a remembrance of the Bakoshas Rachamim that they had at the time of Purim. Skipping down 2 lines, Mikan Nira l'Rabbeinu Tam Sad l'Tainis Esther Shano Osef Masha Osef Bimei Mordechai v'Esther K'shenikalu Hayehudim Lamad on Nafshon. Talk to Rabbeinu Tam, that's a Sad, this is a Smach, a Mokra for Tainis Esther, just like Klal Yisrael at the time of Purim gathered Lamad on Nafshon. What does it mean they gathered? They gathered to fight? Of course! But they gathered to daven at the same time that they were fighting. They fasted when they fought. Zokter ben Atam, we don't find a smach for Tainis Esther anywhere else except here. That's what Tainis Esther is about. Tainis Esther is that Klal Yisrael fasted when they fought the Milchama the next year. They first fasted when Esther went in to beg Achashverosh to make the Suda and to beg mercy from him. That they fasted on Pesach. But the following year, when the Gezerah was made that they could stand up to their enemies, they fasted when they went to Milchama on the 13th of Adar. Talk to Rabbeinu Tam, maybe that's the smach for Tainis Esther. Not Zecha to the Tainis that Esther had them fast on Pesach. That was in Chodesh Nisan. But zecher to the tainus that they fasted b'shas mochama. So could be that's what the Ravid had in mind. The divrei hatzomos is not referring to the tzom that Esther called in Chodesh Nisan. No, it's the Rabbi Natam's divrei hatzomos. It's the tzom that they fasted b'shas mochama the following year. That taka makes a lot of sense. That fits the day. They were amod al nafshim on the 13th of Adar, and they fasted the 13th of Adar. So maybe that's taka why we fast on Tainus Esther. We fast on the 13th of Adar as a zecher to the nes that they fasted b'shas mocham. Okay, so this is a way that we can interpret the Ravid that the Tainus Esther is midibre kabbalah taka. It's in the pasuk, but which Tainus is referring to? Not the Tainus that Esther called during Chodesh Nisan on Pesach per se. But rather, b'shas mochama, they fasted in order to have the rachamim to be victorious in mocham. The Ran, of course, disagrees. The Ran says that Tainus Esther is not midirei kabbalah. It's not mentioned as part of the Megillah. The divrei hatzomos v'zakosam is referring to the dalet tzomos, not the Tainus Esther b'chlal. It's referring to the other tzomos. So what's the source of the Tainus according to the Ran? The Rambam, in source 8, also mentions Tainus Esther, but he has a formulation that gives us a new perspective. The Rambam in Hilchos Tainus Perakei Alochahei, he says, V'nagu kol Yisrael b'zmanim elu, l'hisanos b'yud gimel ba'adar, zecher l'tainus shehisanu b'imei haman, shenemer divrei hatzomos v'zakosam. The Rambam says that all of Klal Yisrael nohagu l'hisanos, nohag to be mesanes, zecher to the tainus that they fasted b'zman haman. And he even quotes the pasuk. What's the Rambam alluding to? Is Tainus Esther midivrei kabbalah according to the Rambam? Which word in the Rambam implies that it's not midivrei kabbalah? Vinago, exactly. It sounds like it's a minik. It's less than divrei kabbalah. Divrei kabbalah would mean it has its source in Nach. Nago doesn't sound like it has a source in Tanakh. Right? It's certainly not Daraisa, but it's not even divrei kabbalah. It doesn't have a source in Nach. Rather, Nago call you so. It's a minik Yisrael. A minig Yisrael zecher to the tainus that they fasted. Zecher to the tainus that they fasted. But it's not midivrei kabbalah. Very strange. What does divrei hatzomos v'zakosa mean according to the Rambam? According to the Ran, it refers to the dalet tzomos. It's nothing to do with Purim b'chlal. But the Rambam invokes the pasuk even with reference to Purim. So what does it mean according to the Rambam? Apparently it means that they accepted upon themselves the Yom Tov of Purim with all the mitzvahs Hayom of Purim, just like they accepted Bizman Purim to fast in Chodesh Nisan on Pesach when Esther asked them to fast way back when. It's not referring to the fast that they accepted upon themselves, Lidoros, to fast Tainus Esther. It's referring to that moment in history. Just like they accepted on that moment, that year, to fast on Pesach, so too they accepted Lidore Doros, all of the mitzvahs hayom of Purim. That's three pshatim in what the words in the Megillah mean, that either it refers to the Dalet Tzomos or it refers to Tainus Esther, meaning the Tainus at the time of the Milchama, or it refers to the original Tainus Esther, the Tainus in Nisan that Esther called. They fasted then. They fasted then. Right? So just like they agreed to fast then, so too they accepted upon themselves all the mitzvahs of Purim. From the Rambam, you get the impression that Tainus Esther is just a minig. It's not midivrei kabbalah. And that lechor is what the Ran holds as well. Why is it only a minig? Why can't you say divrei kabbalah? The answer is because the original Tainus didn't occur on the 13th of Chodesh Adar. So, like, what's the connection? Right? That's the original kasha we had. So, if you say that Tainus Esther is a zeichet to the Tainus b'shas mochama, so then it occurred on the 13th of Adar. So it's on the right day. But if you say that it's a zeichet to the Tainus that Esther called, if that was in Chodesh Nisan, it's in Chodesh Adar. So how's that divrei kabbalah? How's that part of the Megillah, right? How can that be? It's not in the same time. It's not the same time. So maybe Taka, that's why the Rambam and the Ran felt that it's more appropriate to say that Tainus Esther is a minig, it's not midivrei kabbalah. And that's exactly the point. Tainus Esther certainly sounds like it's relating to the Tainus that Esther called. Right? The Tainus B'shas Mochama, why would I call that Tainus Esther? Okay, that's the name stuck, right? But certainly it's much better if you say the Tainus Esther is a Zeicher to the Tainus that Esther cooled. But the problem is that Tainus was in Chodesh Nisan. So how can Tainus Esther be called Divrei Kabbalah? How can we say that it's a Zeicher that's somehow related to that Tainus? So the answer is it's related lightly to the Tainus. Even though that Tainus was in Chodesh Nisan, but the minhag developed that we fast around Purim time. Right? We fast around Purim time to show V'nafochu that they called the Tainus because they were based Tzara, and Baruch Hashem, everything turned on its head, and they were Nosha, and they were saved. So it's Takanat at the right time. It's Shalom Bizmano. But it's a Zeicha to that Tainus. But because it's Shalom Bizmano, it's not Midrei Kabbalah, but it's just a minhag. This idea is alluded to in the Beis Yosef as well. The Beis Yosef quotes the Shibolei Haleket in Suas 9. He says, Tainus Zed in the third line, Eino lo midvei Torah v'lo midvei Sofrim ela minig ba'alma. It's only a minig ba'alma. How does the Shibolei Haleket know it's only a minig ba'alma? Sherei Tainus Esther u'Mordechai hayu b'mei ha'Pesach. Because the original Tainus Esther wasn't during Chodesh Adar. So how can it be midvei Kabbalah? This is a newfangled thing. It's a new thing. It must be a minig, he says. It must only be a minig. It's not midvei Kabbalah. Okay, that's probably what the Rambam and the Ran felt as well. That since it's not in the same month as the original Tainus Esther, so therefore it must only be a minig, it's not midvei Kabbalah. As opposed to the Ravid, who holds that it is midvei Kabbalah. Why is it midvei Kabbalah? Could be, according to the Ravid. It's not even a zecha to the Tainus that Esther called. It's a zecha to the Tainus that they had b'shas Muhammad, and that taka was on the 13th of Adar. So it's mamish midvei Kabbalah. That's the divrei hatzomus v'zakosam that the pasuk in the Megillah is referring to. Okay, so far we've developed the idea that there's a big machlokas in the Rishonim as to whether Tainus Esther is midivrei Kabbalah or it's just a minig ba'alma. What's the nafkamina? Are there any practical issues that might emerge from this machlokas? So the first issue to discuss is what the Shibolei Haleket discusses. Let's say someone is in an extenuating circumstance. Does he have to fast? Is there any room for leniency in Tainus Esther above and beyond the Dalet Zomus? So kosu b'Shibolei Haleket matzasi b'shem Rashi. Rashi, a chuvas Rashi. Rashi was asked the shaila. Ma'isa hoya ve'ira purim be'echad b'shabbos v'kot mo'atzibur le'yisanos b'chamishi k'minig. It was one year that it was a muktam. This happens quite frequently, right? Purim is on Sunday, and so they maktam Tainus Esther to Thursday. In this situation, right, we'll maktam the Tainus Esther to Thursday. Ubos isha achashoyz tzuicha lirkovetz lashiltam v'shola l'rabbeinu im hiyichola lehisanos lamocha v'lecha layom ibnei torach haderach. And Rashi was asked, this woman had to go to the shiltam, she had to somehow get a visa or something, she had to go to the governor, and the journey was a difficult one. She didn't think she'd be able to fast, she'd feel faint, so she asked whether she's allowed to break her fast on Thursday and fast on Friday. It's not that she's going to give up the fast, but she won't fast bo bayom. So to that, Rashi answered, Rabbeinu, in this segment is Rashi. Rashi answered that the Tainus is not midivrei Torah, it's not midivrei Sofrim, it's only a minig ba'alma. But, ve'aval b'kein, osel ola adam lifrosh minat zibur. But Rashi says, even though it's only a minig ba'alma, it can't be parish minat zibur, she has to fast on Thursday. I mean, if it's sakonas nefosha, she wouldn't have to fast. It's not sakonas nefosha, she could fast, it's just going to be very difficult for her. So difficulty is not a reason to be lenient. That was the Chuvas Rashi. Now, he does set forth the yesod that Tainus Esther is only a minig ba'alma. That's his opinion. The Raiva disagrees, but that's Rashi's opinion. Right? He says Tainus Esther is only a minig ba'alma, but that's not a reason to be mekel. Not a reason to be mekel just because it's a tircha. It's a tircha yaseir, it's going to be very difficult. But he starts the ball rolling that because Tainus Esther is only a minig ba'alma. And that's not just in the Rishonim, but the Poskim now are saying that it's just a minig ba'alma. Perhaps there's room for leniency in Tainus Esther. So this idea is picked up by the Rama in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Purim. In Suas 10, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Misanim biyud gimel ba'adar v'mchal purim ve'echad b'shabbos magdimin lehisanos biyom chamishi." Right, the halach of Tainus Esther muktam. Haga, the Rama adds, "V'tainus zeh ein achova." This Tainus is not a chova. It's not an absolute obligation. It's not a chova. It's a minig. That's what he means. It's a minig. Obviously, minig is a chova. all of Klal Yisrael accepted a minhag upon themselves, you have an obligation to fast. The Ramah is just saying it's not a chova like other mitzvahs the Rabbonim. Therefore, there's room for leniency. Someone who's pregnant or someone who's nursing or a chola she'en bo sakana. What does it mean, a chola she'en bo sakana? Someone who's enough of a chola that he's going to have to lie down, that he can't function properly. Not just that he has a bad cold, but he can't function properly. That's called a chola she'en bo sakana. If he has a headache, a migraine headache, that he's going to have to lie down. It's not that he has to lie down because every fast he lies down. He feels faint, or he just can't concentrate in his learnings, he's going to lie down. Okay, Tainus Esther is like a fast. No one's saying that it's going to be enjoyable. It means if a person is you know, in greater pain than he usually would be in. He's in pain that even if it weren't a Tainus, he'd have to lie down. So then he's called a Chol HaShem Bosakon, and then he can break his fast. Even someone's painful in the eyes, in mitzdarim harbe, if they have a lot of tsar, so then they're able to break the fist. Then they shouldn't fist. So there is room for leniency, says the Rambam, since it's not a chova leisat sorech for extenuating circumstances. There is room to be mekel, to be parish min atziva because of tircha. That Rashi was not willing to be mekel for. But for someone who's pregnant, someone who's nursing, someone who's a chol she'en bo sakana, mitztar harbe, for such an individual, there might be room to be mekel that they don't have to fast on Tainus Esther. What's the din of someone for whom it's a yom tov? Say it's a yom tov on this particular day. Tainus Esther, a yom tov, how's that? Let's say someone's a chassan. Right? Let's say there was a chassan that took place on Sunday. Right? I know someone who had a chassan on Sunday night. Right, so in a chasna Sunday night, today's Thursday, it's only the fifth day, right? It's part of the Shabbat Brachas. Does a chasna have to fast on Tainus Esther? Let's say someone has a bris on Tainus Esther. I heard there was someone who had a bris today. Right, so does the Baal Bris have to fast? Does the father of the baby, the moil, the sandik, do they have to fast on Tainus Esther? Interesting. This comes up pretty frequently. Right, does a Baal Bris have to fast on Tainus Esther? What's the din? So this discussion starts with the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Tisha B'Av in Source 11, the very end of Hilchas Tisha B'Av. Siman Tov Kuf Nun Tes Sif Tes. The Shulchan Aruch says Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos B'Shabbos V'Nidcha Liyom Rishon Bal Bris Misfal Amincha Be'Oda Yom Gadol V'Rochetz V'Namashlam Tanisa. If Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos and it's Nidcha to Sunday, a Bal Bris is Misfal Amincha Gedola. Who's a Bal Bris? The Mishneh Berurah over there explains Bal Bris refers to three people. It refers to the father of the baby. The mother, Bechlal, is not going to have to fast anyway. Right? If it's certainly if it's a nidche, she's not going to have to fast. But she's also included as a parent, right? Right? The father, the mother of the child, the moyel, the sandik, these are all balei bris. What's the din? Ba'oda yom gadol ledavim mincha, that means mincha gadol after chatzos. Verochets, they can wash. Forget about washing for a moment. But eino mashlem taniso, he's misane ve'eino mashlem. He does have to start his tainus, but after mincha, he can break the tainus. He can break his tainus. Why? Lufi she yomtev shalohu. Zokta shulchan aruch. Yomtev shalohu. It's his yomtev. And because it's his yomtev, that's docha tisha b'av shenidche. It's docha tisha b'av shenidche. Sounds like there's this concept that yomtev shalohu is docha tainus d'rabbanan. Tisha b'av is a tainus d'rabbanan. But yet someone who has a Yom Tov Shalom, someone who's a Baal Bris, the Shulchan Aruch is not willing to say that he doesn't have to fast at all, but he doesn't have to be Mashlim Taniso. Willing to be Mekel a little bit, doesn't have to be Mashlim Taniso. Comes the Bir Halacha and points out that the Ritva at the end of Masechta Tainis seems to disagree. The Ritva at the end of Masechta Tainis says that a Chosan for whom one of the Dalet Samos falls out in the middle of his Sheva Brachis has to fast. Right, source 12. Kosav Haritva Besov Tainis Choson Shechal Echad Mei Arbot Somos Besochi Mei Simchas Libo Nestabeli Shulchayv Lehisanos Bohem. I mean, I don't think Tisha B'Av is going to fall out in the middle of the Sheva Brachas. It's not just not going to happen, right? But I guess technically for Sfardim it could happen, right? What Sfardim? No, I take it back. Sfardim even from Rosh Chodesh Av don't get married, so it's not going to happen for Sfardim either. Yeah, but forget about Tisha B'Av. Shivasu B'Tamuz, Let's say a person has Sheva Brachos in the middle, these tomos fall out in the middle of his Sheva Brachos. What's the din? So comes the Ritva and says, he has to fast. The fact is, these are Yimei Simcha for the Chosen. Avelos Chadasha, Nebuch, if a parent would to pass away in the middle of his Sheva Brachos, it would be pushed off. Right? The Avelos Chadasha would be pushed off. Ve'in Simcha Lebachila. Kamakam kevin the regal shelo regal yochid midrabbanim v'tayni oselu heim derabim osi avelus derabim v'dochi regal derabbanim. The avelus of the dalat tomos is avelus derabim osi avelus derabim v'dochi regal derabbanim. So the chosin asked the fast, says the Ritva. That's the bir alacha. The alacha quotes from the Ritva. The end of time is that if one of the dalat tomos falls out in the middle of the sheva brachos of the chosin, he asked the fast. Says the Bir Alacha, "Ve'in stira mizel lahadam avur b'simin tavkuf don test about bris misana ve'ino mashlim." So you would think, "Oh, this is a stira." The Shulchan Aruch and the Chas Tisha B'Av says that the Baal Bris is misana ve'ino mashlim. He doesn't have to fast the full day. So how can the Ritva say he came before the Shulchan Aruch, right? But why didn't the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Ritva that a Baal Bris, that even someone who has a Yom Tov Shalo has to fast? There's no din of Yom Tov Shalo to be docha. The time is. Zokta Mishnah Bura ain't stira, right? The Shulchan Aruch passes by Bris Misanav in a Mashlim after Gam who rak Yom Tov Shal Yochid Hasamatam Mishum De Nidche. Says the Mishnah Bura, no, there's a fundamental difference between Dalat Tzomos that were Nidchu and Dalat Tzomos that were not Nidchu. If it's a Tainah Shen Nidche, so then it's more kal. It's more kal. So then he can be Misanav in a Mashlim. But a Tainah Shalom Nidche, he can't be Misanav in a Mashlim. You have to fast. A chosin would have to fast, and by the same token, Baal Bris would also have to fast if it's a tainus shelo nidche, says the Mishnah Berura. Okay, so the impression you get is that if Asar B'Teves, if Shivasa B'Tamas are tainus shelo nidchu, then there's no din of Yom Tov Shelo, there's no kula of Misanav Eino Mashlim, the chosin or the Baal Bris would have to be Misanav a full tainus. What's the din when it comes to tainus Esther? Is tainus Esther any different? So the Shari Tshuva al Asar, right there in Siman Tov Resh Pei Vav Os Aleph, quotes from the Birka Yosef, B'Shem Beis Dalet, Shechosim B'Sochim Echuposo Lo Yisan Etzom Esther. He doesn't have to fast Tainus Esther at all, he says. Right, Tainus Esther? Doesn't say anything about a Nidche, not a Nidche. He says, no, a Chosim doesn't have to fast Tainus Esther B'chlau. V'nir the Kolshken is a Odev Mi Brismila, V'ein Tzarek Tashlum in Achakach. The Shari Tshuva quotes from the Birkei Yosef that when it comes to Dalet Tzomos, when it comes to the Dalet Tzomos, we pass them to Chosin has to be Misana, like the Ritva and Tainus. But by Tainus Esther, there's room for Kula. That not only does he not have to complete the fast, he doesn't have to fast at all. Well, Bris and Chosin don't have to fast at all on Tainus Esther. That's what the Birkei Yosef wanted to suggest. I would imagine the Svardim would follow that psak. The Mishnah Berurah is not so convinced that that's true. That's the Sharat Zion that I gave you in Source 14. The Mishnah Berurah begins in the Sharat Zion. I cut out a little bit of this. It's even longer than this. I cut out a little bit. You can take a look at the Sharat Zion in its full form. I am Bevira Agrei, says the Daito, the Dafka Betishab of the Chomir Tzorach Abal Brisma Atle Isanos, Avalo Bishar Harboa Tanesim. Afilu Betanesim She'ein Nidchen, Gamken, in Tzorach Bal Bris, Vechechosim Biyom Chuposo, Lisanos Klal. First, the Sharatzin quotes from the Gom. What does the Bevira Agrei say? The Gros says that the whole Aloha in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes is talking about Tishabav. Tishabav. Tishabav She'ein Nidchen. Baal Bris Misana Ve'Eino Mashlim. Tisha B'Av Shenidche. He says, but the other of the Dalet Tzomos, the other Gimel Tzomos, Shivasu B'Tamos, Tzom Gedalia and Asar B'Teves, Zoktagon, he thinks that even if the Tanios Shalom Nidchum, regular Tanios are not pushed off, they're not on a different day, they're on the day that they were Nikva, a Baal Bris and a Chosan don't have to fast at all. Not only do they not have to be mashlim taniso, they don't have to fast bichlal. Right? Even if they're not nidchim. Two chidushim in the gon. First of all, that the heter of Yom Tov Shelo by the Shar Tainios is that the person doesn't have to fast b'chalal, not just that he doesn't have to be mashlim his tainios, he doesn't have to fast b'chalal. What's more, even if the tainios are not nidchu, the heter of Yom Tov Shelo does apply for the Bal Bris, for the Chosen. There's no need to fast b'chalal. The Mishnah Berurah is not willing to go that far. He says that the achronim are hiskimu de b'shar taneisim she'enam nimchim ein lahakel af lo Bal Bris. Haskamas aposkim is that when it comes to shar tainios that are not nidchim, if they're not nidchim, then you can't be mekel b'chalal. The whole heter of Yom Tov Shelo only applies if it's a tainis nidchim, a tainis of tishba that's nidchim, and the other tzamos that are nidchu. But if it's not nidchim, there's nothing to talk about b'chalal. But he thinks that the other tzomos, the gimel tzomos, if they're nidchu, then they're taka better than Tisha B'Av. The Gaon wanted to say that if they're, that the other tzomos, even if they're not nidchu, they're better than Tisha B'Av. By Tisha B'Av, if it's a Tisha B'Av shenidche, so then Bal Bris and Chasan, Amis Ana ve'eno mashlim. By other tzomos, right, the other three tzomos, Bal Bris and Chasan, don't have to fast b'chalal, even if they're not nidchu, says the Gaon. So on that point, the Mishnah Berurah is not willing to agree with the Gaon. He says that if the other tainios are not nidchu, then you have to fast normally. But if the other tainios are nidchu, so then there might be room to be mekel that there's no need to fast b'chalal. That far, the Gaon is willing to go. That's a big cooler, right? Asar b'teves, let's say a chasen occurs on the 8th of Teves, so the Mishnah Berurah would say that a chasen does not have to fast in that case if asar b'teves is taka nidche. Right? If the asar b'teves is nidche, right? Let's say better. If shivasa b'tamas, right? This is easier. Shivasa B'Tamas can be Nidcha. Shivasa B'Tamas falls out on Shabbos, so then it'll be on Sunday, right? Tisha B'Av that year will be Nidcha, and Shivasa B'Tamas will be Nidcha too. So let's say there was a Chasana Wednesday, right? Wednesday. So the Mishnah Berurah would say that the Chasana does not have to fast on Sunday, because since it's a Shivasa B'Tamas Shin Nidcha, so then there's no Chiyuv to fast B'Chla. Right? Better, it's better than Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av Shin Nidcha Misana Ve'eno Mashlim. But by Shivasa B'Tamas Shin Nidcha, he doesn't have to be Misana at all. How about Tainus Esther? So to that, the Shar Tzion finishes the job. This is where he really kicks in, right? The Efshir, smack in the middle of that piece. Efshir, the linea Tainus Esther, the Eino Chov, a Kol Kach, Moshar Dalat Somos, Yesh Lohokel Bal Bris, Lechel Afilu Eino Nidche Kedas HaGro. Says the Mishnah Berurah, maybe there's a room to be Megel for the Gro. That even if it's not Nidche, even if Tainus Esther is not Nidche, there's no need to fast Bechlau. The Gaon wanted to be Megel even for the other Tzomos, not for Tainus Esther. All the other tzomos besides Tisha B'Av. That for someone whom it's irregular, if it's a Yom Tov Shelo, then there's no need to fast b'chalal. So that for the Mishnah Berurah is not willing to go. But Tainus Esther, since it's Eino Chova, what does it mean Eino Chova? It's only a minig ba'alma. Maybe there's room to be mekel. The Chosen doesn't have to fast b'chalal, even if it's not nilchem, like the Gaon. Who says that? Whose shita is that? That's the Birkei Yosef. That's the Birkei Yosef, that there's a kula in general that's floating around. That a Bal Bris, that a Chosn doesn't have to fast by a tiny shenidcha, that he can be misana ve'enom ashlim, but maybe by the shart somo she'enom nidchim, maybe you would have to be machmer, but if they are nidchim, maybe there's a room for kula. Tainis Esther is one step less, it's one level less than the Yishai Tainios, so maybe if it's not a nidcha, there still is room to be mekel. That the chosan, that the one with the Yom Tov Shelo, doesn't have to face bechlal. Maybe efshe says the Mishnah Berurah. Al kaponim, he concludes, acha mincha bevade lechora yesh lahakel. But I think after mincha, there certainly is room to be mekel, even on a tainis Esther Shelo nilcha. What's the Mishnah Berurah saying? He's saying azay vayit so far to be mekel that the chosan, that the bal bris doesn't have to fast at all on tainis Esther. He says that far I'm not going to be willing to go. But to say that he's misanav eino mashlim, I think there's room to be mekel for that, even on a tanis esther shelo nilchem. And he says that he later found in the Pesachei Tshuva, b'shem the Tshuva's Meshivas Nofesh, who's taka machria this way, that the Bal Bris, that the Chosan, the one with the Yom Tov Shelo, on tanis esther, he can be mekel more, not that Not that he shouldn't fast bechlal. If it's a tainis esther shenidches and lechora, there's no reason to fast. There's no need to fast. It's no worse than the other tzomo shenidcha than a shivasa betama shenidcha. But if the tainis esther is not nidcha, so then he should be masane, but he doesn't have to be mashlim taniso. Okay, this is the hachra of the Mishnah Berurah. So according to the Birka Yosef, on a tainis esther shelo nidcha, the chasan wouldn't have to fast bechlal. According to the Mishnah Berurah, he should fast, but he doesn't have to be mashlim taniso. Questions. Until now, we've developed the idea that there are two answers to the original question, the third of the series, right? So one of the original questions that we gave: how can we fast on Tanis Esther? It's doch a day before one of the yomim that I mentioned in the Megillas Tainis. There's a beautiful answer that the Meiri gives. And Masechta Tainis, a third answer to this question. And there are halachos that are impacted by this answer of the Meiri. This is in Source 17. Tomu Rabbi, Hechonu Mis'anim B'yugimel Shal Adar Shuyom Shalifnei Yudalid V'yudalid Kosev B'megilas Tainis. That's our kasha, right? Yudalid Adar is Yom Nikanar. It's mentioned in Megillas Tainis. It's a Yom Tif. A Yom Tif of the Megillas Tainis. How can we fast on Tainis Esther? So we answered that maybe we paskin like that day in Rosh Hashanah, that Batal Megillas Tainis Bizman Ezeh, that the Beis HaMikdash is Chorev. The Ravid says maybe Tainis Esther came first, it's part of the Megillah, it's mentioned in the Megillah, Divrei Hatzomos, Vizakosam. So if it came before Yom Nikanor came before Megillas Tainis, so it, obviously it breaks the rules. Comes to Meiri and says, you know, I have a different answer, I have a simpler answer to the old Kash. There's a Yesh Misha Omer that the reason why Tainis Esther is different is because it's not a Tainis Shel Tzar, it's a Tainis Shel Simcha. It's a Tainis Shel Simcha. It's fundamentally a different type of Tainis than the other Tainis. So the rules of Megillas Tainis don't apply to Tainis Esther. This idea that Tainis Esther is a Tainis Shel Simcha, it's really a totally different type of tainis, is alluded to in other Rishonim as well. Take a look at the Mordechai at the end of Megillah, Source 18. Mordechai points out, "Umashanu magdimin hatainis liyom hekesh achal purim echad b'shabbes." What's he asking? He just mentioned the halacha that sometimes Purim falls out on Shabbos, sometimes it falls out on Sunday, but in either case, Tainis Esther is going to be on Thursday. We makdim Tainis Esther before him. Makdim Tainis Esther to Thursday. If it falls out on Shabbos, you can't fast on Friday. If it falls out on Sunday, you certainly can't fast on Shabbos. So we're Makdim Tainis Esther to Thursday. So the Mordechai is, how can that be? How can we Makdim Tainis Esther? Mefarish Shom, Mimnei She'en Yochel L'Kova B'Erev Shabbos, Mimnei She'en Trudin L'Trel B'Chod Shabbos. You can't be Kovei Tainis Esther Erev Shabbos on Friday. V'Hochi Yisa B'Tshuva Sagon. The rule is the Tisha B'Av is a nidcha. It can be a nidcha. If Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, then we're docha Tisha B'Av, we put it onto Sunday. But we're never makdim Tisha B'Av. We're not makdim Tisha B'Av to Thursday before. And so why, Vesepis, when it comes to Tainis Esther, we're makdim Tainis Esther? I thought we're never makdim a Tainis. Dr. Mordechai, no. Ava b'damin l'kaman tes b'av ma'achin v'lo makdimin mishim de puranusuhu. Avotzom Esther lo puranusahu. Tisha B'Av is a tainus of purana. Sakdume puranisa lo makdiminan. We're not going to be makdim puranusa. Tainus Esther is not a tainus of puranas. It's not relating to purana. So therefore, you could be makdim it. So you see from the Mordechai that he's also invoking this idea. Tainus Esther is not a tainus de puranusa. It's not a tainus de puranusa. That's what the Meiri had in mind. He elaborates in his Sefer Mogen Ovos in Source 19. He puts the two together, what he said in the Beis HaBechir, B'Shem the Yesh Mishomer, and the comment that the Mordechai has in the Sefer Megillah. Asar b'teve shuman atzomas ha'kvua midirei anavim v'nasal dvar shal peronis, avdume peronis lo makdemina. We're not going to be makdem a tainis of peronis. Now, tainis esther shenachova gemura kol kach v'shem bo dinak dume peronusa, de'adera b'tainis shal simchahu, roi lakdima l'chamishi k'de shalo lehizanos be'er Shabbos. Dr. Meiri, tainis esther is not a tainis de peronusa. Fakert, it's a tainis shal simcha, as he said before. It's a tainis shal simcha, so it's roi to be makdem tainis esther rather than Teferes Be'erev Shabbos. What does the Meiri mean, the Tainas Esther, the Tainas Shel Simcha? What Simcha? Who's Simcha? What are we referring to? So L'chora, what the Meiri has in mind is what the Rambam writes in his Hakdama to the Sefer HaMitzvahs. In the Minyan HaMitzvahs, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam has a few paragraphs there before the Minyan. So there, the Rambam makes a very important comment in Source 20. Says v'tzivu likros ha-megillah ba'onasa kedei lahazkir shvacho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'tshua sha'asa lanu v'hayakarav l'shavaseinu. The reason why the Chazal instituted to read the Megillah on Purim is to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu shvachim, to mention that he was close to saving us, kedei levarcho lahalo, to praise him, kedei lahodil l'daras ha'boim she'emes ma'ashev dichonu b'toru migoy godla shalo l'kim krov me'lov. To teach future generations that what it says in the Torah is correct. Modern Rambam, right? Chazal instituted to read the Megillah so that we'll realize that what the Torah says is true. That Mi Goy Godla Shalom Elokim Krov Meilav HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close to us. Whenever we call out to Him, He saves us. That's the idea. Megillah is a Musa Haskel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there for us. So L'chora, that's what the Meiri has in mind. The Tainus Esther that we have is a Tainus Shel Simcha because it's a Zecher to the Tainus, even if it's only a minig, it's a Zecher to the Tainus that Esther called. She called Be'ez Sarah Tainus that they should gather together and daven, and Taka HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachamim, right? And he saved us from the clutches of Haman. So that's a tremendous Simcha. That's not a Tainus Shel Tzar Fakeret, it's a Tainus Shel Simcha. We should all be happy today. And this is what the Kolbo writes in Ilchas Purim. Rav Turchin in his Kuntres Chanukah Megillah, Rav Turchin was one of the Talmidim of the Brisker Rav. So he quotes in the Kolbo, Yishnagu lezanos b'yom yud gimel shu yom shel lefneim. There's a minhag to fast on Tainus Esther on the 13th of Adar, even though it's a day before Yom Nikin, or a day before a day that's mentioned in Megillah's Tainus. The Vishlo Neser el Tainus Shel Tzar, the only Tainus that are Osir, the Hespiv Tainus that Megillah's Tainus is referring to, that's talking about Tainus Shel Tzar. Aval HaTainus Shanu Osir Meinu el Zecher LaTainus Esther, V'she Yizkor Kol Odom She'abor Yizbarach Ro V'shomer Kol Ish Be'ez Tzarosom, Kasher Yis'ane V'yoshev Elov B'chol Levavo Kasher Osir L'Avoseinu V'yom Ma'im B'zman Hazeh. Kolbo says that the purpose of Tainus Esther is as a zecher to the Tainus that Esther called Bimei HaPurim, and to remind people that Klal Yisrael is so close, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close to us, that when we have an Eis Tzara, Bein B'tzibor, Bein B'yachid, even if an individual is Be'ez Tzara, if he calls out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer. That's the message of Purim, that's the message of Tainus Esther. So that's not a Tainus Shel Tzar, is up the Kalba. He doesn't use the magic words, but that's what the Meiri has in mind. The Tainus Esther, the Tainus Shel Simcha, it shows how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so close to us that when we call out to Him, He's there to answer. This idea that Tainus Esther is a Tainus Shel Simcha can explain another few kulas that we can have in Tainus Esther. If you'll turn back to page 3, Source 15. Shulchan Aruch says that from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'av Mematin, B'masu V'matin, B'vinyan Shel Simcha, we try to do a little bit less in Yonei Simcha. Ve'ein Nosim Noshim, and we don't get married. This is the minhag of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Sfaradim. Rosh Chodesh Av, during the 9 days, we don't get married. Hagob, but Ramah Eitz, V'nogin L'hachma, She'ein Nosim Mi Yud Zayin B'tamaz Ve'elech Ad Acher Tisha B'av. Says the Ramah, but the Minig Ashkenaz is that throughout the 3 weeks we don't get married. We don't have any chasanas from Shivasa B'tamas and onward. So comes the Bir Aloch and says, V'efshad yesh lahachma b'yadzayim b'tamas v'asara b'teves k'mo me'rosh chodesh ad ha'tainis. Maybe you should be machmer on Shivasa B'tamas and on asara b'teves, he adds, just like the 9 days. It's taka interesting. The Mishnah Berurah per se is going on the Shulchan Aruch. But look at what he's adding. He's saying Asar B'Teves as well. Asar B'Teves, the Dinei Avelis V'Churb Meis HaMikdash also applies, so maybe you should have a chasna on that day either. Shivasa B'Tamuz, is he just referring to Shivasa B'Tamuz itself? So someone has suggested, according to the Mishnah Berurah, maybe even the night of Shivasa B'Tamuz one also shouldn't have a chasna. The poskim say that the tainus really begins at night. It's just the isra achilu shtia. There's a kula that on Shivasa Batamas we don't have a 24-hour fast, but the dinei tainus should really start at night. Presumably, the avelus of the 3 weeks should start the night of Shivasa Batamas because that's really the beginning of the tainus. So maybe one shouldn't have a chasen at the night of Shivasa Batamas either, because the avelus of Churban Beis Hamikdash kicks in the night of Shivasa Batamas. Maybe one shouldn't take a haircut the night of Shivasa Batamas either. If the Avelus of Churban Beis Hamikdash, if the Avelus of the 3 weeks begins then, so for those who follow Minig Ashkenaz, they don't take a haircut throughout the 3 weeks, Stamadi shouldn't take a haircut the night of Shivasa Batamas either. Make sure you take the haircut before nightfall. Because it's all part of one idea, right? If the Avelus of Churban Beis Hamikdash prohibits haircuts and getting married, so then Lachor, even the night of Shivasa Batamas, it should begin already. What's the din of Tainus Esther? Right? Even if we'll say the night of the Dalet Samos is part of the Tzom, right? Maybe you shouldn't take a haircut the night of Asara B'Teves, you shouldn't get married the night of Asara B'Teves. It's a Chumrah. There are many who do. Right? There are many who do. That if you can't work out any other nights, so technically speaking, the night of Asara B'Teves is mutter to have a chasin. But it's better to avoid it if you can. It's better not to take a haircut the night of Asara B'Teves. What's the din of Tainus Esther? You want to take a haircut on Tainus Esther? You want to take a haircut on Tainus Esther? Is one allowed to have a chasana the night of Tainus Esther? I mean, I don't think we'll have a chasana on Tainus Esther itself, right? But is it mutter to have a chasana the night of Tainus Esther? The Chora, if Tainus Esther is a Tainus Shal Simcha, right? So then there should be no reason why you can't have a chasana the night of Tainus Esther. The whole idea of not having a chasana is that if the Dine Avelus or Churban Beis Hamikdash apply during that time, so one shouldn't be getting married during that time. It's a contradiction to the Avelus of Churban Beis Hamikdash. But since Tainus Esther has nothing to do with that, Bechlal, it's not a Tainus Shel Tzar, it's a Tainus Shel Simcha. L'chor, there should be no Isser. There should be no Chumrah not to have a chasana the night of Tainus Esther. What's more, there should be no Isser to take a haircut on Tainus Esther either. Sometime in the after, sometimes people, they didn't have a chance to get a haircut before Tainus Esther. They want to get a haircut before Purim, so they get a haircut on Tainus Esther in the afternoon. Is it mutter to do that? According to the logic of the Meiri and the Kolbo, that Tainus Esther and Tainus Shel Simcha, there shouldn't be a problem with getting a haircut in the afternoon, because it's not an avelistic adin. It's not a Tainus Shel Tzar, it's a Tainus Shel Simcha. So it should be mutter to have a chasana the night before Tainus Esther, and it should be mutter to take a haircut on the day of Tainus Esther. The quote from the Sefer Toras HaShlomim, it's one of the Perushim on the side of the Yarden, Hilchas Nida. Taras HaShlamim says that one shouldn't eat Bosa V'yai in the night of a Tainus. He's going to be eating anyway. Right? We're not talking about Tisha B'Av over here. Shavasa B'Tamas, Asar B'Teves. Taras HaShlamim says you shouldn't eat Bosa V'yai in the night of the Tainus. No, you shouldn't have Fleishiks. You should have Milchiks the night before the Tainus. Why? What's the problem? The answer is that if the Tainus really begins at night, so the Avelus of Churban Beis Hamikdash already starts at night, so it's appropriate to be misabel a little bit, to try to have a little bit less simcha, achila shel simcha. So it's best not to have basa v'yayin the night before the tainus. What's it then when it comes to tainus esther? Can one have fleishiks the night before tainus esther? Chori, if you assume that the tainus is not a tainus shel tzar, it's a tainus shel simcha, there shouldn't be any problem. Shouldn't be any problem having basa v'yayin the night before, because it's a totally different type of tainus. It's a tainus that reminds us how close HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us. That whenever we reach out to Him, Ben Betzibur, Ben Beyachad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. If we reach out to Him with an honest tefillah, and we do tshuva, obviously we have to change as well. It's not just about tefillah, but if we change, if we make kabbalas, and we change ourselves, and we reach out in tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. So if that's the nature of the tainus, if it's not a tainus shel tzar, but rather a tainus shel simchas, that could explain why there's room to be mekel for haircuts, there's room to be mekel to eat basa v'yayin the night before, and perhaps there's room to be mekel to have a chasana the night before Tainus Esther. Shetaka b'zoicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be close to us, and whenever we reach out to Him, Ben B'tzibur, Ben B'yochad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer in the Yom. Frelich and Purim to you.